Hello, LifeWave. So we're going to have a little meeting today with all you people that want to like move up in the LifeWave business. So it's a fantastic time to be involved in LifeWave. I believe that LifeWave is really getting ready to explode upwards. So you're in a perfect position. So we're going to talk about that tonight. I got Roxanne and Jen co-hosting. So you see them in the chat, see them inviting you guys in, admitting everybody as we move forward. So when we start the business, we share with as many people as we can within our initial contacts, and then you constantly continue to share. And then eventually you get to the point where you're helping other people do the same thing. And then you're helping the people that they help, and then on and on and on. So that's one of the amazing things about LifeWave is you get to meet and interact with a lot of people like right now. I've never met most of you, but we interact many times during the week. We interact either through these shows or we're interacting through emails and other events that we go to together. So there's lots of interaction. So constantly keeping the excitement going. This to me is a very exciting business, kind of one of those things that I dreamed of when I was a little boy. So I had three dreams: one, be a Navy SEAL; two, work in the CIA; and then three, build a beautiful business like this. So, winning, doing all the things that I wanted to do in life. So, what is it? What is your want? What is it that you want to get out of this business? For me, it's freedom. It's freedom to be able to, do the things that I love, and that's what LifeWave gives me. Through building this business, I receive an income that lets me, have a great lifestyle and do the things that I like to do. And that's get up when I want. I've done this so long, I don't know what it would be like to like work for somebody anymore. I couldn't do it. I couldn't work for anybody anymore. So I work for myself now, and I hope you guys do the same thing. You're basically having a great time with what you're doing. Now, helping other people, like we talked about initially, is one of my goals. And to build a bigger business, that's your focus after you initially, share with as many people as you can. Of course, I'm still sharing. I share pretty much weekly. I'm sharing several times during the week. And more people come into the business. Now, some of those people that come into the business or want to come into the business, we send them to other teams. So some of you have gotten people that wanted to join me, and we're like, well, we have an up and coming star that can really give you a lot of focus, and probably fit you perfectly. And then we put people in other positions. That helps you guys grow and build your businesses more and more and more. And like Lynn comes on and we do shows together. So we're constantly helping each other build our business in different ways. Now, one of those, yesterday we had Frederick and his lovely wife Terry come to our gym, and they set up a table because it's a monthly thing where people can come and share. So we had the sheriff department there. They were great guys. And we had LifeWave. So Fred, you want to tell us a little bit about your experience at the gym?
Yeah, first thing was it was really fun. I really
Perfect.
enjoyed it. So when you're doing these events, it's mostly you just have a short amount of time with the people. So we were lead capturing and giving people samples of the patches. So you get to put the patches on people, but people, a lot of people don't know about the patches. Out of the people that we patched at the gym, three people knew about or were using the patches already, and the rest is just all new too. So after we introduce ourselves and get to know the person's name that we're going to patch, find out a little bit about what they're seeking, we put a patch on them. And it was great. I mean, we had experiences where people got out of pain right away. Terry was patching someone's knee in the picture that was shown, and that lady experienced pain relief right away. And now it's follow-up time, so it's a little video sending and education. So this is the tougher part. The fun part is the patching and the follow-up. It takes a little bit.
Yeah, very good. And you guys are pros at this. You've been to several events. I don't I are you trying to make those bigger, Jen? If you could, that'd be great. You can make those bigger, but whatever. All right. So
Okay,
yeah,
I will try.
making those connections is what builds a business. And you make the connections. You give those people the experiences, and then you get their information. And then you make the contact, and some of those people will sign up. And what's normally, 'cause you've been, how many events have you done?
Let's see. I think I did two events, three events so far, probably like two and a half events. And also we did a house a patching party at my cousin's house. So this is what we realized yesterday was that we purchased all the equipment so that we would have a professional looking table to represent Lifeway. Because my first event I did, we did not have a professionally set up table. So, but the what the point I'm trying to make is we did it to help my cousin share with the people that she knew. And this was kind of like what you've done is you've modeled something that you're helping the people that are your brand partners help them build their businesses. And I think it's fantastic that you people are so generous, you and Tracy Joe. Love you guys.
Yeah, and that's part of helping others
It
build their
was
business.
so fun. Yes,
It was
it
fun. That was
is.
first off. Yeah, so I want everybody to look at, so they have their own setup. The power the power of the patch, that LifeWave thing to throw put on top of the table, and then the banners. So those are really good, and then all of the different. Now you guys did a really good thing. You gave people water. I mean, you're at a gym and you're handing out water. You're making a connection there. That's pretty cool.
Well, I can't take the credit for that. That was the Tracy Joe idea. And then we also had the wristbands that you have. We had our own style with our information. And then Tracy Joe came up with another great idea to
Thank you.
stick our card in the wristband. So then we handed them a water, which would help activate the patches better. Then they had all our information right there. So they'd be able to contact us just in case.
There you go. Sometimes being creative and intuitive on the fly, works out the best. So you guys got like 30 different contacts. That's pretty impressive. It does make a difference over time. So how did you guys get the banner and all that kind of stuff? How did you get that?
Well, we would watch Roxanne on Thursday nights, and she would show us how we can order all those things. So that's how we found out about them. And we knew that Roxanne used those in some events, and they look great. And we needed something to look professional for my cousin's party. And so we put a little bit of money out there, but it came back to us because we have it now. So when something comes up, we're able to go out and do it because it's available. It's like we put it out into the universe and it's coming back to us now and being able to use it, which is great.
Outstanding. Very good. So, multiple ways, to grow your business, to be creative, work with your team. If you're serious and you want to get in front of more people, maybe someone in your team has like for us, we're at a nice gym. I guess it was Tracy, you guys got together.
Well, can I talk real quick, just real quick?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Hi everyone. What my gym has is the customer appreciation day once a month, and they give back to their own customers, the members of the gym. And what they do is they say, share your business so you can build community within the gym, within the community. And what a great idea. And they don't charge us for a table or anything. They just say, come in and be wonderful and share your great fun stuff. And it's just a lot of fun. And for me, I was so grateful that Terry and Frederick said yes and wanted to come and do it because they had something I don't, and I had something they didn't. And together we had this great idea that if we shared what each of us had, we could do something. So I had access to something, and they have something I need to learn how to do this. I need to get out and do business with hands-on. I'm very kinesthetic learner, so I have to role play. So they are amazing at what they know, and it was just a lot of fun. So I had a place for them and a need they had, and they had something I needed, and it was just fun. It worked. So that's how you just find a niche. I mean, it just creates itself almost. But anyway, we're going to do it every month now.
Very good, very good. And so there's that creativity. You just use your imagination of how you can expand. I know Dr. Kathy and Patty, they go to like they have like a farmer's market where they go and share. Probably not doing it right now, but during the spring, summer.
It's pickleball. They play pickleball too. Boy, they share a lot there. That's their gym, really. That's why I think, but
There
it
you go. Here you
works.
go. Yeah.
Hey, I have a question about that gym. There looked like there was a lap pool there.
There
There
was.
was. There was. I
Really?
thought about you.
I'm in Reno, Nevada. I swim down in Carson in the new Moana gym they have. And the great thing is when you're in your bathing suit for lap pool, the stickers show. People come up, what are those things? Are you diabetic? No.
Yeah,
And
that's good.
so
That's a good talking point.
I
And
want a lap pool swim in Florida next time. So thank you.
just like maybe like like patch all over and
Mm-hmm.
and then yeah, it's definitely gonna draw some attention that way. So yeah, it's there's lots of different ways. We want you guys to think outside the box, be creative. We want you guys to expand. We have I'll give you an example. We have a Punta Mita that's coming up. It's still in the qualification phase. So hopefully we're going to see more of you guys in that 100 points. And I'll show you real quick what that looks like. So Punta Mita, it's in Mexico. I think it's right above what's that resort on the west coast of Mexico.
Puerto
Puerto
Vallarta.
Vallarta, yeah, it's just right above there. Puerto Vallarta is like in like a cove area, and then it's on a point, Punta. So it's on the point, and it's looks like it's going to be really nice. A different kind of a setting and so forth. Very luxurious. So it goes until 23 February, so you still have time to get the point. So 100 points. Through specific activities like keep drawing those people in, be creative, get you and another person to a one flight reimbursement, and if you get 140, you get two people and two flight reimbursements, and of course you get the accommodations, airport transfers, pretty much all your meals covered, and it's pretty amazing. So we're looking forward to seeing more of you guys there. This is one of the great things about LifeWave. As you build your business, they reward you. They reward you every quarter, it seems like, with something new. It's really, really amazing. So here's all the different ways of qualifying for the trip. So for us, what we have is here's our total points so far. We have 232, and so enrolled brand partners 84 points from that. Enrolled preferred customers 54. Retail customers 28, personally sponsored upgrades, and maintaining my rank gave me 26 points. Now, this is where I'm weak, obviously, rank advancements. And so we're trying to help you guys rank advance. This is a place where we're weak in our business, but we want to get this, you know, lots of points in the future on this. So helping you guys, you know, do events like we're talking about. We have another event that's coming up, I think March or April, where we have several people that are going to be involved in that event. That should be pretty significant. And of course, Connie, you know, we had that one event where we had people come, and we're going to continue to do more events like that. We have the where we're going to teach people how to like what do we call that? Where we're going to teach people, Connie, to like, you know, build
their business.
Boot camp. So camp, now, I don't know what that is. Military type thing. So I don't know why we got there, but we'll call it boot camp. That sounds good. So we'll get hopefully more of you guys involved in that. You know, learning to build a business. So again, it's kind of a, you know, motivational thing. You get around people like mind, and some of these events, you may not learn anything new from the presentation, but you'll talk to people. And a lot of times in a lot of these events, I get more from, you know, connecting with others and talking to others than I do from the actual event itself. So I encourage you guys to, you know, get involved in these as much as you can. It keeps the excitement for you and your business. The people that are in your business see you're involved and motivated and so forth. So it's good if you can do that, you know, get involved in it. Connie, can you tell us a little bit about it? It's like starts next week, Thursday.
Yep. Thursday night, which is February 6th, that one from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern is in Orlando there, is a guest event. So you can bring as many guests as you want for free. So if you're coming to the event, go bring some guests. If you live in the area, or if you go into your phone book, talk to people you know. If anybody lives in that area, even if we can meet them there, you can do a quick introduction to us so they know who they're meeting. You know, they can meet Jen and Roxanne and Michael and Lynn and everybody who's coming. So that they get a look, like a really solid look at what the company is. So that's Thursday night. And then Friday, we will have session all day and then half the day on Saturday. And these are trained. Michael will be a speaker. I'll be a speaker at this event. And it's trained by the field. It's trained by those of us who have actually been out there and done it and do it every single day. And so you get the things that you need to build your business, the skill building you need, the method of operation you need, along with the inspiration and really meeting some lifelong friends. Now, I know, Lynn, it completely changed the trajectory of your business when you went in Houston, and you made some friends that'll just be lifelong friends. This last one in California, we were all out in Florida doing Michael and Tracy Joe's event, but a lot of my team went over to the California event. And again, they connected with people that cross line within our team that have just become great, great friendships. So those boot camps are absolutely, absolutely worth coming to. Michael, if you don't mind, I want to highlight a couple of things that all of you talked about. First of all, Tracy Joe, you are so creative, and I love the gear you were wearing in that picture. I need to get myself some more Michael Jaco Live Younger gear, because I really like the shirt you were wearing. And that's what I would say to all of you. You're part of Michael and Tracy Joe's team. You know, get some of the Live Younger swag that he has and wear that stuff around. You may just find you have people coming up. Yeah, you may find that you have people coming up to you that that, you know of Michael. Nice, there's a connection, right? The other piece is what Fred got all of his stuff. If you go into the healthiswealth.biz and you go into business tools, You will see a place where it says click here for business tools and market business cards and marketing tools. When you click there, it takes you to liveyoungertools.com where you can see some of the different things that are available for you to order special right from there. And of course, Roxanne does an amazing training for everyone on Thursdays to kind of walk you through some different particular areas of that website or support you in questions you have about where to go to find things. So I think that's really, really hu huge. Also, when you're doing these events, and Fred and Terry, you guys are so good at this, you may already do it as well as some of the others of you that do a lot of events. But when you're handing out those cards, when you're talking to them, the number one thing Fred does too that he mentioned is he has the lead generation sheets. He's getting their info so he can follow up. He's not expecting them to call back, but he is giving a business card just in case. He is giving his link just in case. But I always think it's a great idea to say to them, look, I'm not trying to just sell you a patch. I really want to support you in getting your desired outcome, and I am going to get you my wholesale pricing. So if this excites you, and you get excited, don't rush out there and buy it. Call me. I will make sure you're set up with the best,
Right.
pricing that you can possibly get. 'Cause then you leave them knowing that what to expect and that they're coming back to you for it. Because if they go home and start Googling things or looking at YouTubes, they can end up in somebody else's organization by virtue of all those YouTubes out there. They're connected to somebody and they've got their links in there. So it's a really good idea. And to let them know, I'm going to get you the best possible price you can get, right? And you're going to get shipped directly from the company. It's not coming off eBay, Amazon, someplace where you have absolutely no idea if the product is even efficacious, right? So that was another thing you guys mentioned. And then lastly, point tracker, same thing. I mean, guys, the fun of going on these trips is going on these trips with all of you. That's what makes them special. If Tracy, Joe, Michael, Barry, and I want to go take a trip, we'll go take a trip. We want to come with all of you. So, get out the point trackers. I know there's just a couple of weeks left, but pull them out and actually, I mean, this is my point tracker. I'm tracking every single point. Right now, I'm slated to have my 100 points that last week. So I'm going for a few more to get some cushion. And you can find that point tracker in healthiswealth.biz under the resources tab. There's some information in there, and you can find that tracker. If you keep track of your people, you write them down what they've done, you plan out, go back and look at who can be upgraded. I mean, my goodness, if you've been in a while, and somebody came in. This is where quite a few of our points came from. They were people who came in back before the new kits, and they had bought gold kits. And if you upgrade someone from a silver or gold kit up to the new premium kit, you actually get 8 points. And so we went back through, and Barry looked at all the people we had that had been gold, silver, and gold packs. And we went back through to see who would possibly uses a lot of product and who would possibly go ahead and upgrade to that premium pack. So, might even be something where you go, hey, you know what? If you want to up, if it's somebody that lives by you or it's a family member, hey, if you want to upgrade, I'll split that pack with you. You upgrade to that pack, and I'll get half of those products and with you, and we can split it. Get yourself 8 points. So there's all kinds of things you can do if you get creative, like Tracy Joe did with ideas of how to market in the booth. Get a little bit creative of going back in your back office and seeing who you can be talking to get your Punta Mita points. So those were just a couple things that I noticed.
Excellent, excellent. And there's also a roundtable at the boot camp where I'm going to be involved, and we're going to be talking about leadership. So I'll give you like three words, just three words. And this is what I've always used. It was taught to me in SEAL teams and so forth. Lead by example. Just three words. So if you can do that, then you will build a team, right? So leading by example. Telling somebody to do something, but you don't do it, not as effective as if they see you doing it, and then you talk about it and you help somebody do the same thing. They might not do it exactly the way you do, but who cares? You want people to be creative. Setting up, the events. Tracy set up the event that we were at, and it was like fantastic. She's better at that than I am, so she took that ball and ran with it. And then Connie came in. It's like, you can talk if you want, but it and the way she said that, it's like, and it won't be effective because I know how to do this. And I was like, okay, yeah, here's the mic. So it's much better, sharing the leadership with others. As you build your business, you're going to find you have people that have skills, and you want to help them develop those skills that are better than yours. I'm obviously not a master of everything, but I like to get involved. I like to lead by example, and I like to, motivate people. So I would say that would be the next thing that you would do, lead by example, and then motivation. So you need to motivate your team to become active, continue to share, and then teach them how to move up in their businesses. Jen.
Okay, hi. I was sort of fitting in with what Connie was talking about. I had talked to Robin yesterday. We were talking about make sure you go to your organization and right below personally enrolled team in your back office is upcoming rank promotions. And I know Connie looks at this all the time and Robin does. And so that will help you because you'll see all of your clients and you'll see that their manager or director, you'll see where they are, and then you can push for to help them, move up. So this gives you the list and where they are, and like top person in mine is Alder, 94%, and she'll be a director. Okay. And so and Anna Allen. Anyway, so these people, now I know their percentage and I can call each one of them and try to bargain. I like that, Connie. I'll split it with anybody. Can get them up there. I have a daughter that's a gold, so I'm going to talk to her. But that's a very big help. And the other thing, a few people on Roxanne's show last night asked about your earnings last year. And it's also in there in your back office. If you just go to commissions, it actually you can print up your income statement. But today, Roxanne and I both received an email from LifeWave. Now we can get our 1099. So there you go. It just took time to get it. But you can also, and I did it, I printed up everything I earned each month and stuff. I just have it, So just remember that commissions, income statements, earnings, whatever. So use your back office. And I hope that'll help. Oh, and the other thing, Michael, I wanted to bring up, if it's the time, you tell me, but Vision 2025, we wanted to hear what people's thoughts were, those who watched it, and we want to make sure everybody fills out an eval. Robin, Connie, they all want evals so that they can improve next year's from this year. Anybody have a comment on Vision 2025 or anybody even watched it?
Yeah, I thought it was fantastic. I missed the last like 30 minutes of it. I think I had a show or something. So, what I saw, I liked it a lot. The information that they put out, of course, David always, hits it out of the park whenever he speaks. So I always en really enjoy David's speaking. But a lot of them had great insights. The new stuff that's coming on board. It was kind of cool because we got the Sellergize the day of, so we're like trying it out. We had tried it at the convention. It was great. So getting it again, and then I ordered it. I was like, oh, we can order special order it now. So I was like, I wonder when it's going to come, and it came like in a few days. I was like, ah, so I got a bunch of it, and it's good because I put it in my I even put it in my protein drink. And it was like spiced it up. I was like, wow, that is really good. I see Connie shaking her head. I probably did it too. Yeah. So it's really good. Now, when David was talking about it, this is what I love, because I'm an information guy. I love information. And David is like, okay, this supplement that's in the Sellergize, stimulates this, and this stimulates this, and this is why it does that, and this is what it does. So he's talking about the reason why he got it because it it complements the stem cell technology and the telomeres and so forth. So it's basically stimulating all that. It grows better, faster. So the we want to like reverse the aging process, which we're doing, and we want to help that process, and we want to stay healthier, the healthiest we can be. And I found that the Cellar Jive stuff and the information on that was really, really good. And of course, they came out with the water machine and talked about that. So I liked it. I thought it was great. Great information.
Connie, got your hand.
You know, it really was how you looked at it. I mean, there were, you know, any of us could have looked at some of the things in the chat. First of all, I give kudos to the staff that was in the chat monitoring that chat, because that was, I know from us doing shows, that was nuts. They did a fabulous, fabulous job with it. But also, it really was how you looked at it. There were a lot of people saying, you know, they were really bored with hearing about all the different countries. But what I saw is Dr. Pena had a new brand partner. In fact, she was deciding whether to come in or not. And she jumped on. She missed David, unfortunately, and she jumped on right when all the country managers were going. And I sent her over a text and I said, "Isn't this amazing?" I said that you could not, I don't know anybody in another country, yet I have an international business because we are doing so well in all of these countries, and you never know who someone you know might know that leads your business into another company. And she watched the first 20 minutes or so and called him back and enrolled. And so we're seeing it through different filters. If you look at what the positive was of a lot of that, you know, for example, that piece, I think that was a really, I think that was a really big deal. The studies, I had another feedback from the couple of the practitioners who are always saying, you know, people are always like, "Oh, I want to see the studies. I want to see the studies." And a lot of our practitioners will say, "I don't know why you want to see the study. You don't know how to read one." But they still, you know, they, people want to see the study. And of course, it is credibility. But I think that having Caitlin Connor talk, go through the studies, from what I heard for feedback, nobody understood what she was saying. So that just tells you, they really don't need the studies. They just need to know the benefits and what the product does. The studies are there. Do you really need to read them? You know, some of you may be, have a science background or a medical background and you want to look at the studies, but for the average person, that's not a big piece of why they're purchasing the products. So I think looking at some of that, the other thing with the Cellergize is it this promotion has been off the charts, such a hit that they actually now will not be able to release. It's my understanding from corporate is they may not be able to release it for individual sale until April because this is really gone. So if you want more and if you want it, you better get this, you better get the special. That's all I'm gonna say. So just a heads up.
Good, good. Yeah. Suzanne.
Hello, everyone. So actually, I was just going to speak on the seller size because I called up the customer service to find out some more details because I'm still learning the back office and you know when my date is for my personal renewal versus the date of the end of the promotion and so on. And so I was speaking with the young lady and she's like, "Oh, well, you know, let me go check." And then she came back and said, "Well, actually, there's no more seller size, so you can't even order it. Like, you can't order the promotion." I'm like, "Wait, what?" It's like, how does that work? Like, and then I talked to, with her quite, you know, quite a bit because, you know, then I'm like, "Wait a minute, what if I have people under me and I'm trying to help them plan?" And then, you know, around ordering this promotion or any other promotion, and then the company just decides to pull it early. It's like that's not good business. That doesn't make me look good or the company or anything. So I just, you know, like I'm like a dog with a bone when I get on stuff like that. So she's like, okay. You know, let me go double check. And then she came back and said that actually the promotion was still on because I was looking right at the website and it's still right on the website. So there is a lot of confusion in customer service about what's going on. as well. So she assured me that I order it by February 2nd, Sunday, because my reorder date is February 8th. And I don't mind going, like a week early, but it's like, I'm still trying to learn the business too. So I just thought that was, interesting information.
Yeah,
Thank you.
we're going to speak on. I see Jen's raised her hand, so we talked about this earlier. So we'll go a little bit deeper into the customer service in a second. Frederick.
I just want everyone to know that the rudder that turns this Passion ship is Terry. She's the one who wanted to continue using the product. She's the one who wanted to buy the supplies that we had for doing a table, and she's the one who shares the product way better than I do, actually, to tell the truth. And I just wanted to put that out there because I didn't want anyone to think like it was all me. We're a team. We're a good team together. But she has her strong points, and I have, strong points in other areas, and we just work it together. So that helps also. Just wanted to put that out there.
Fantastic. Yeah. And that's part of leadership too, recognizing others. So good job. Jen.
Okay, Fred, I love that. I wish I'd had a husband like you.
Well,
Okay,
don't panic,
Terry.
Jen. You're not done yet, so
No, I am. So just know that I'm happy grandma, but I can't
right.
believe I just said all that. But anyway, I just think he's wonderful. Thank you for complimenting him, your wife. But okay, so I talked to Connie after I talked to you, Michael, today, and we had a call from one of Michael's top people. And she was going to sign her daughter up under her, and her daughter lives in a different city and is a mother and family, and she lives alone. And they wouldn't, she had done it through chat. She went in to join and did the chat, and they said, "No, you can't do that. You're in the same family. You can't." What? So Michael and I talked, and then I talked to Connie today, and she agrees with it. What we've got to do, because there is some confusion. At the chat and at the desk, which Connie, I still have to send you that. But anyway, so what Michael taught me long ago, once I sent something to get approval that didn't work, a compliance thing. Anyway, he said, "Jennifer, just go forward and do what you need to do and get corrected after." And I remembered that. So, and I just try, I'm like a soldier that's just trying to do what everybody tells me. So what I'm saying to everybody here is we have made a decision. Just sign them up for Pete's sakes and don't ask. And if you need help, I'll help you. Okay? Because she was signing from PC to become a brand and she's not in the household at all. So there is some confusion and I love everybody at the front desk and at chat. So we all help them, but they still need to learn. That's all.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Jen, you're right. They're new, they're so, as we're growing, we're bringing on so many new people, customer service reps. So when you call in to the regular order desk or the chat, you may have somebody that has a learning curve. So if something doesn't sound right, just as Jen said, reach up to us and let us know. Like with this thing, Jen will send it to me, I'll send it on to the people who need to have the information. So they're aware, which means they can train their people better.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now for me, I'm like, if you get people that want to share it, like I have like pretty much all my families sharing the patches and they have their own business and so forth. I mean, I can't see how Lifeway would have a problem with that, but some people it's easier to say no than to give you information or you know what I mean? So and I'm not saying that that's the way customer service is, but some people. All right, so we've had that experience a couple of times, so I would say push forward like I was telling Jen and if you make a mistake, it's easier to ask for forgiveness than to just don't do anything.
Right. That's
It, as you guys are going to find out going forward, that's the way it's going to be because your business. Now, if I have a turtle and the turtle's like got friends and they want to do use the patches, I'm gonna sign that turtle up, So that's the way I am. And just keep pushing, just keep sharing, and as many people as you can, get them using the patches. And if they want to build a business, help them build, move up and build a business. It seems like there's they want to throw curveballs at us. Like, what? It should be just like, okay, don't order anymore from your PC, and just sign up, go premium. Just go for it, Like you don't need to call up and say, can you help me do this? Because you're going to get sometimes some resistance. Just call us. We'll put you in the right direction, or just go for it. One of those. Robert.
Yes, in Northern Nevada, they say, look, when you're dealing with officials, if you don't want to hear no, don't answer, don't ask the question. Get it done.
Exactly.
But I did watch the last presentation there of LifeWave, and the lady scientist who was trying to explain things, really, I didn't understand what she was talking about. Now, the answer that you've kind of given is that, well, that means the science doesn't need to happen and the people don't need to learn. But actually, my background is broadcast journalism from USC, and you can explain anything. And I'll give you an example. Walter Cronkite back in 1969 had a hard problem just explaining how the astronauts come back from the moon, Apollo 10 and 11, were coming back at 25,000 miles an hour, faster than any human had ever gone before. And there was danger that they were going to hit the atmosphere and then just launch off to go to Saturn or something, or they hit the Earth too steep and they would burn up. So, you know what Walter Cronkite did is he said, I'm going to show everyone here, even 16-year-old Robert in Arcadia, California will understand the angle of attack that those the Apollo astronauts have to come is thinner than this piece of paper to this basketball. But that's how much we can trust what they're doing and coming in. But pray they make the right approach. So that explained it. You can explain anything. If Walter could explain that to me when I was 16, then anyone in LifeWave with a communication background, or like Michael in the Navy SEALs, you had the super high IQ to the get it done blue collar man who could be relied. Don't ask him how, but it got done. And you have different levels of IQ, but you can communicate to all categories, and that's a thing that can be done. Thank you.
That's awesome, Robert. Yeah, and you're right. I learned that in the SEAL teams. The regular military moves at a certain pace, and the SEALs move at like a warp speed compared to the regular military. So, and if you try and toggle down to the regular military, you never get anything done. So, just be aware that sometimes you need to move a little bit faster, and just be open-minded and move your business, move a business along. Now, for me, I've been involved in, when I was in the SEAL teams, several different scientific investigations. One was extending the O2 dive tables. So I got to be around all these scientists and on many occasions. And I always loved science, always did really well in school and science. So I understand, the scientific mind, the way they present information. So I enjoyed it, but I was like, she's probably going way over everybody's head. And it sounds like she was. But like Connie was saying, at least you're getting that information out there, because everybody's like, we want it, we want all this info, we want it, we want to see the studies. Okay, you got the study. Do you want to always get those? Yeah, we're good. Just let us know that you're doing the studies. And so that's kind of the way. And we call up corporate, and they're like, I just want to change from PC to premium. They're like, oh no, you gotta do this, you gotta sign this paperwork, and you gotta get three people to say yes. And we're like, okay, so we're gonna go ahead and do that. Thank you very much. All right, Roxanne.
Hey, excuse me. I saw Michelle kind of waving, and I figured I would raise my hand for her.
Okay.
So, okay, thank you.
Michelle, you're muted.
Hit
There
the unmute.
you go. There. Okay. You were talking about the vision event, and my background is from 35 years ago, corporate, well, maybe 50, which tells my age, corporate identity and advertising. So at the end, there was a girl, Sam Kind, her name was. She has some kind of 10-day what was it called? A 10-day challenge. And she talked about what's right, what's wrong, what's not good with Facebook or on these programs, how to get the right words when you're actually trying to put it into Instagram. And I thought that was a good point because I really haven't seen too much. But when I look online, I see a lot of people out of the United States that does that, not really here. So I thought I'm going to give that a try. So I'm going to take that challenge. It's a 10-day class, and I'll see what I learn from it. I'll take a lot of notes.
Wow. That's awesome, Michelle. Yeah. And I can tell you that, you know, doing online, you know, promotions is the best way to build a business. I don't care what your business is. If you have some kind of online presence, you can massively build that business. So yeah, that's good. Yeah.
The stay, other point was,
good job.
The other point with which Jen knows is about a video that my husband took with Bobby, and it ended up, he didn't think it was going to go anywhere. He gave it to someone else to look at it, and they put it online, and next thing it went all over the United States and you're all over. And he has no experience in doing videos. He was just doing a little clip of the video of him exercising. So that's the power of it. It's very fast.
And Bobby is Robert Kennedy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Exercises at the same gym as your husband. And Michelle, I wanted to thank, Michael is aware because I sent it to him, but Michelle has been out where all the fires are and has been unable to get any patches for since
what,
it happened
3 weeks now? Ago,
three yeah. weeks now. And we just got news today that the FedEx will finally deliver, and I'll put it back to normal, but that FedEx will finally deliver. So I was going to raise my hand at the end and say, Michael, let's congratulate Michelle because she'll finally be able to give these wonderful people that need them. And she needs them to breathe. We can't
Jen and I tried three times, and we thought, what are we doing wrong? But it was really a holdup on all the facilities. They took all the mail. They wouldn't let it through or something crazy. But we're okay now.
That's good to hear, Michelle. Yeah. And you have an amazing story. So you could very easily build a massive business.
Yeah. So we're going to see how it all goes. We're moving on it.
Yeah. Very good. Glad to hear it. Thank you. Lynn.
So I want to talk about the scientists on Vision 2025. I love that woman. Mm-hmm. So I thought she was so sweet and kind, and she was just excited, just like a kid, right? and so here's what I heard, and I take notes. So she did four studies. In every study, the person's body age significantly decreased. That's what she said. Like, ooh, I mean, right? Isn't that what we do? Yes. And so, and then she said that she listed all the tests, the EKGs, the whatever, whatever. Those are tests that everybody who likes Western medicine are very familiar with. So we're able to say they used all these tests that you guys seem to like. And and these are her results. Body age significantly decreased. Every body system improved. The cardio, the lung, I mean, every body system, blood pressures were down, heart improvements. And that was like in a day or two. So I know she said a lot of professional things, but if you listen to when she said things simply, you know, so I shared this with my people and I was able to sell too. So,
yeah. That's awesome. Very good. Yeah, that does make a difference. I think in the future we'll get more of those studies, but they'll be for the average person to understand. And I know that's coming. So they'll be out there. They'll figure out a way to do that. But I like the way she presented it. I thought she was sweet too. Thank you.
She was super sweet, yeah, and excited. She was just,
So Lynn, what you're saying is if you have children that are past the terrible teens, don't give them LifeWave because it'll go revert back. I mean, you can make a joke out of it that then people get, you know.
That's perfect.
Funny, yeah. Jay.
Howdy, howdy. How's everybody doing?
Good.
All right. Well, I got a couple shares. Still trying to accumulate more customers. I was at the bank yesterday. Story of our life, our cards get compromised. So I had to go to the bank, get another card printed up over at the credit union. So while I was there, I sat down with an individual named Ricardo. And we just started talking about frequency and healing the body. And he says, my mom is really into that frequency stuff. I said, well, I got just the products for you. I said, I'm your coach. I'll help you forever. All you pay for is product. I said, if you give me your cell phone information, I'll give you some samples right now. So he was all over that. I gave him samples and I'm sending him videos and everything's cool so far. It's been a couple of days. And then today I went to the hardware store, get some parts from a truck, and I had a guy helping me there and rigging up, you know, we all rig stuff. And he says, my back's killing me. He says, I can't bend over and pick that washer up. He dropped the washer. I picked it up for him. So my back's okay now, right? So I said, here you go. He said, oh, you don't have any problems? I said, well, we all have problems. All bodies have issues. We just got to figure out how to address those issues with their own body's natural light and frequency. And he says, frequency? I said, yeah. I said, look on the back of my neck. And I showed him my patch on C7. He's like, whoa. He said, I need information on those. There you go. I got his contact information. Bam, there's another potent. So moving forward.
That's fabulous, Jay. You're a machine, man. Look at you. You're like just getting it out there. I love it. I love it. And everyone you meet, that's good. It's an opportunity. You're not pushing it. You just have a conversation. And if they're interested, then you pursue it a little bit more. So that's good. I love it.
Yep.
I love it. Anybody else want to share anything?
I just added a David Schmidt, the video that I sent you, Michael, today. So I just put that in the thing. It's David Schmidt's video, a short version of the video of the long film they're going to do, but it's fantastic.
Oh, wow. Okay, good.
The one, it's like 15 minutes, maybe 30. It's nothing, but it's fantastic. So.
Wow. Yeah. That's going to be good.
Yeah.
Terry.
Hi everyone. I just wanted to give my little insight on the table that we did. You know, when we had that whole setup, I encourage people, if you're hesitant, because when we compared our setup to other people's, it was like the LifeWave setup was very professional looking. And even the manager, or I believe she was the manager at the gym, had said to me, she goes, wow, you guys got the best marketing team. And she saw, you know, what you're doing. You know, you can't, how can I say it? You know, you got to work this, you know, I observed the other tables and they just kind of sat there and didn't say anything. And you kind of got to go out there and you got to interact with these people and say, hey, you know, want to try, you know, our patch. And it's not just stand there and wait for them to come to you. So you kind of got to grab their attention, because otherwise they're just going to walk right by. So, and the whole, if you guys are hesitant, you know, I'm telling you, that site where you get that merchandise, it's so professional looking and it's really eye catching. So I was thinking, you know, even today, I was like, let me see what else they got, you know, because I'm thinking if there's something new we could put out next time. And Tracy had a good idea too, which I'm going to try to implement and try to figure this out for the next time, is if I can somehow create a sign that says get your free patch or something to that nature, because that way if they, you know, if they're at a distance, they can see that. And because everybody gets a patch, but when we do that, you know, I say, hey, you know, with the lead capture sheet, I said, let me get your name and number. I said, cause I'm gonna send you a video. And that's how they get that video. I see if they looked at it or not. And it's my way of getting in touch with them, not like I'm going to bother them, but just to let them know that, hey, I'm going to follow up with them in some way. And then, you know, this is like Fred said, the hard part is about to come. You know, you got to nurture these leads. It's not one of those things that it's, some of them are, you know, quick, and it has happened before, but you really got to nurture these and see what's going on with them. And then, you know, there's people that you may, you know, we've experienced, you may hear from them months down the line. Hey, you know, you've just reached out or said something. So it's a nurturing process when you do this. So it's not like an easy thing. So if anybody going into this realizing it is what, you know, Connie always says, it's relationship building. And that's what you're doing with these people and getting to know them and everything. So it's a really positive experience.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. And your pink LifeWay pullover was like phenomenal. You look great in it. Good job. So
I
we have
got some
colors
agreed,
for everybody. So you know,
right?
ladies want the pink. You got the pink. So we got it for you. Now I thought you guys were very approachable, and there were several times while I'm working, I was looking over, and you guys had the table was sort of rounded, so that you can work that. When people see other people there, they're like, "Oh, what's going on over here? Must be something special here. Everybody's like, you know, crowding around this. I got to see. I get what's going on, you know." So that's one of the things you do. So be approachable, smile, you know, and don't stand behind the table and frown. You're not going to get a lot of people. But both of you guys, and of course Tracy, is out there, you know, sporting around, looking sharp, looking sweet, and drawing them in like honey. So, you guys did a great job. Thank you. All right. Anyone else want to, like, we got time for maybe one more. We're good. All right. All right. If you guys want to unmute and say good night, and lots of love to you guys, and we'll see you guys next time. Thanks a lot for sharing, everybody.
Night. Night,
Good
everybody.
night. Thanks,
Good
everyone.
night.
Thank you,
Bye.
Florida.
Good night,
See you soon,
everyone.
Connie.
Very good.
Forward to
Thanks,
it.
Connie.
Good
night. Thanks,
night,
everybody.
Then you're
everyone.
Roberto.
Good night.
You're Roberto.
Bye, my friend.